Seer.
Yeah.
Whenever he can break free.
The senior associate athletic director at the University of Wyoming, Kevin McKinney, kind enough to join us on the program. Kevin, what's going on today?
Well, there's all kinds of action going on.
Yeah.
It's a busy, busy time of the year.
I saw the volleyball girls reported today for camp.
Yeah, soccer's already gone. Of course, football's been going.
Soccer goes to Central Florida for an exhibition on Thursday.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's a long way for an exhibition.
How do you get to go to Central Florida for an exhibition?
You got to really play your cards right.
That's what happens when you get Adidas as a sponsor.
What, Northern Colorado and CSU and
I know.
Colorado's... Colorado Springs is, you know, busy or what?
Back in the day, we'd have been playing somebody like that. It's a brave new world.
Wow. How come you haven't hooked on to do the color for the volleyball or for the soccer?
I don't know anything about it. It's par for the course, but I that would be a good deal to go to Central Florida, although I'm sure it's very hot and muggy right now.
So I was asked... Kevin, to do some of that internet TV for the women's soccer for the Iowa game on the 9th.
Okay.
I have no knowledge. Well, I know soccer. I could probably fake my way through a broadcast, but that could be rather interesting to listen to that because...
Yeah, so have you agreed to do so?
Tentatively, yes.
Okay, good.
My name is on the little list of everything.
Finalists?
Yeah. I'm not a finalist. Not a finalist. It's
you're the
happen.
You're
yeah,
the band?
Yeah, it's going
to... Hey, I played soccer. I could do color for you.
I'll see if Dennis will allow it.
I can scream score for like 30 seconds, you know.
That's what Keith's got to work on.
Yeah.
Score! Gotta get your stamina up.
Yeah. Okay, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Athlon Sports had a list of anonymous quotes from Mountain West football coaches... And they, you know, published these quotes, you know, from coaches and everything like that. And I was wondering, I'm going to read the ones they had for Wyoming. I don't know what coach, obviously we don't know which coach said this. And see if you agree or disagree with what was said, okay?
Okay.
All right. This is about Wyoming. They could easily be a better team this season, even with losing Josh Allen. Agree or disagree?
I don't know if it's easily, but yes, I think they could be.
See, I agree with that. I think we talked about that before. I even made the statement that I think they will be a better team. They can be a better team without Josh Allen at quarterback because I think they're a better team all around. They may have, you know, they're obviously going to be a drop off at quarterback, but I think there's a better team around them.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure easily better, but I think the Cowboys could be better. Yes.
More important question we should ask Kevin: who do you, which coach do you think said the quote?
Yeah, who do you think said that, Kevin?
Oh well.
You better not
Rocky
guess.
Long.
You better not guess.
His guess is going to be Rocky Long for all of them.
Yeah.
Well, who do you know who did say?
I have no idea.
They said they would print it anonymously.
I would say that sounds like Rocky.
Okay.
Yeah. It probably does.
All right, agree or disagree? I think Allen's development might have overshadowed the bigger plan for what Craig Bull is trying to do at Wyoming.
One more time.
I think Josh Allen's development might have overshadowed the bigger plan for what Craig Bull is trying to do at Wyoming.
Rocky Long.
Yes, sir.
Do you agree with that statement, though?
I don't know about that.
The story last year, Kevin, and we talked about this right before we had you on. The story was Josh Allen, whether we want to agree with it or not, in my opinion, last year.
No doubt.
But, and that kind of overshadowed what the Cowboys did and how good they were defensively and all that. And only now are we... not we, but you know, are others starting to appreciate how good the defense is?
Yeah, and I think people also are appreciating the job Bull has done.
Yeah,
with his program. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's probably I'd say somebody like Davey might say that.
Okay. All right. The defense has been better and more disciplined each season since he got there. I think that's a no-brainer.
Yeah, any one of them could have said that.
That's not going off.
That's not out on a limit in any way.
Yeah.
And then the last one, they create turnovers better than anyone in the league. Even with Allen, this was a defensive team. They won't change that.
Well, that's pretty accurate.
Yeah. But it's kind of like what we said a couple quotes ago with regards to, you know, yeah, I think the coaches in the Mountain West all know how good Wyoming's defense was last year.
Yeah.
Well, nobody else in the country did.
It was, like I said just before you came on, we'd be up there in the press box last year, and that end booth would be full of, 25, 30, 35 scouts and people up there. They all came to watch Josh Allen because we got to go see Josh Allen. But many times when they were leaving, if you talked to those guys in the elevator or whatever, they'd say, well, we came to see Josh Allen, but good Lord, there's more, there's more NFL-type talent on that defensive side with Granderson and Gafong and those guys than there was. And they were, I think were surprised at how good the defensive talent was.
Yeah, and that happens sometimes. You go look at somebody and somebody else stands out. But I think that when you look at Wyoming's defense and you're looking in the secondary, you're looking in the linebacker, you're looking in the front, there's really good players in each level, and I think that the Cowboys have shown that when everybody was looking at Josh, they saw some really good players. Certainly, Wingard would be one. I think Logan Wilson will be one. Certainly, we know Gafon and Granderson are, but Marcus Epps is a really good player,
mm-hmm.
Good player, and so. Yeah, it's and I think the Cowboys probably have improved themselves a little bit at corner, so that there may be one or two there as well. And certainly Gafford was good last year.
Well, it's just like the year before. I remember the guy from the Jets was up there. He said he came to see Brian Hill. They sent him to see Brian Hill. And we're going down the elevator. He said, but I came to see a Hill, but I couldn't take my eyes off that quarterback,
Yeah.
I think that's when people started to realize just what Josh Allen might be at that point.
Yeah, and I think that really everyone is starting to understand that Wyoming is getting the type of players that maybe the Aztecs have in the past or UNLV, the really good athletes. And that's kind of a departure from what Wyoming has been doing.
Kevin McKinney joining us here on the program. Kevin, did you attend Saturday's scrimmage, or were you off the guest list?
I did not
okay.
attend the scrimmage.
So you have nothing to offer up for us?
I don't.
Okay. Craig Bohl didn't want to offer anything up yesterday, it didn't seem like either.
He was pretty tight-lipped yesterday. He was a lot better today, but yesterday he wasn't.
I've got a question. We didn't get to talk about it yesterday. It was something that Keith brought up, but the commissioner now talking about expansion again of the Mountain West, maybe picking up a basketball team or a football and a basketball, or
I'd like to expand on that, Kevin, because we didn't get a chance to talk to it, but there was a story out with some quotes from the commissioner. Of course, we know about the whole Gonzaga thing that did not happen, but
yeah.
he's talked about, possibly going to another option of a basketball only member, which I think he's always been looking at, but even also a full fledged member, which would make him 13 in football. Just your thoughts on that.
Well, I don't know. I think that you always have to keep your mind open to this, and we've kind of had a little bit of a lull in all of that movement, but it's coming again. And so I think as a commissioner, you have to keep an open mind on strengthening your conference, because you don't know who's going to be going where. So I'm not surprised by that at all. I think that you have to be proactive with it, and that's what Craig Thompson is doing. Who it might be, I don't know, but
uh-huh.
I'm not surprised at all that you've just got to continue to as I say, keep an open mind, but keep your eye out for maybe some expansion. It's just the nature of it, and as we go along here, we'll probably hit another flurry as we did a couple years back, to where people start jumping.
Is there any chance that the commissioner could talk to the Big West and convince them to take San Jose State, and we could go with two new members?
I don't think there's any chance, no, if you want me to answer that.
I don't. You shouldn't answer that. You should just pass on.
Well, I always want to answer your questions, Dave. I do not want to dodge the Dave Montgomery questions.
Yeah, right.
Do you want to dodge at my questions?
What is it?
I don't really have one right now. I'm just curious, you know, if the...
I don't usually dodge them.
Jeremiah?
I don't know. I mean...
Jeremiah just recklessly speculates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to start playing games with you and Tracy, where I name a random person, and you guys tell a story about it. Like, you know, I'll be like, hey, Kofi Shuck, and then you give me a good story about Kofi Shuck. Or Brahms Drennencourt.
That would be a challenge and a half.
Oh.
I don't know any of these people just said.
Yeah, well, I know both those guys.
I know, that's why he wants the story.
Yeah, I mean, Kofi Shuck was a heck of a guy, and we really got to know his family his senior year. You know, he's one of those guys that we didn't know very well, but the family started making every game because it was his last year, and boy, they were a great family. I don't know about the stories that would interest anybody, but heck of a family.
All right, I'll throw out some names you could do. How about stories about Pedro Billingsley or Jim Kick or...
You know, I saw Pedro Billingsley in the elevator at San Diego Stadium when we were going to practice. And he was always larger than life to me back in the day. Of course, he was 6'9". But he probably weighed 340 when we saw him in that elevator. And we could hardly get on with him. But he still was, so excited to see people from Wyoming and talk about his days there. He was quite a guy. One of my all-time favorites.
Always good to catch up with you, Kevin. 2.5 weeks.
Can you believe it?
To Las Cruces, 8 o'clock. See, you won't be sweating as much. 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock pregame.
There'll still be some little beads.
Okay.
But not a lot of beads.
You need a suit that breathes well.
Yeah, no kidding. It's going to be warm.
Thank you, Kevin.
Okay, guys.
See ya.
See ya.
Hey, Kevin.
Hi.
Nice to talk to you.